The father of music, as it's known to us, is an ancient Greek named Pythagoras.
Pythagoras. How?
Pythagoras, the father of mathematics.
I thought we were studying music.
But Pythagoras is the father of both mathematics and music. Listen, first we'll need a string. Take the string and stretch it good and tight. Plunk it. Now divide it in half. Plunk again. See? It's the same tone, one octave higher. Now divide the next section. And the next. Pythagoras discovered the octave has a ratio of 2 to 1. With simple fractions, he got this. And from this, harmony in numbers developed the musical scale of today. The scale is identical on any instrument. Of course, he probably played it on a lyre. But it's just the same on a trumpet. Or a saxophone. You can imagine how excited Pythagoras was when he shared his findings with his pals, a fraternity of eggheads known as the Pythagoreans. And he discovered that a pleasing sound was achieved when he took a basic tone and added a third and a fifth tone and sometimes a sixth, then a seventh. It's very stimulating.